弟兄姊妹们晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
有没有发现我今天晚上的声音变得很有磁性了？
Don't you think my voice is kind of sexy tonight?
Last night I was emotional today. 你们需不需要换翻译？啊，昨天晚上睡觉就每一次咽口水就喉咙痛醒一次啊。
Last night I couldn't sleep because of sore throat.
我才发现一个人晚上睡觉居然要咽这么多次口水。
Then I realized how many times we have to swallow our saliva at night.
啊，虽然我没有梦到臭豆腐，但是我还是一直咽口水，不晓得为什么。
Even though I didn't dream of stinky tofu, but I was kind of watering in my mouth.
但是我很感谢主，我相信弟兄姊妹为我祷告，让我虽然还是有点哑，但是已经不痛了哈。
I'm sure you all have prayed for me. I'm very thankful. Now my throat doesn't hurt anymore.
将近两年前，那个生命季刊的王世军牧师本来请我今天是在香港。那边有个福音大会当讲员啊。
Actually, I was invited to be a speaker at a conference in Hong Kong today. The invitation sent to me 2 years ago.
那一方面因为祷告，主没有这样带我去哈。那另外一方面也是真的看见教会现在正在一个转弯，非常关键的时刻。
After I prayed, I didn't feel the Lord was leading me there, and also this is a critical time of our church, and I feel I should be here.
一个多月前，这个罗马教会也希望我这个时候到罗马去啊。
And also a month ago, the church at Rome also invited me to go there.
那我也跟他说我不能去，那他们希望我31号讲完就飞去。
After I declined the invitation, they still wanted me to go after this conference, right after this conference.
但是我里面仍然是觉得今天在这一段时间，神在教会一直在做一件很特别的事，所以我还是决定留下来。
But I still feel the Lord is doing something very special in our church, so I decided to stay.
那早上陈牧师讲到这个时候，很多教会的弟兄姊妹都出去滑雪、出去度假不在。
This morning, Pastor Chan says, during this time, many brothers and sisters in his church will go skiing or on vacation.
那我很高兴今天晚上弟兄姊妹都能够来到神的家中啊，因为我觉得实在是一个很关键的时候。
But I'm very happy to see you here tonight because this is a very critical time of our church.
那我是不会说那个该来的没有来哈。
I wouldn't say that those who should be here are not here.
免得你们误会，以为你们是不该来的。
Or else you might misunderstand, thinking you shouldn't be here.
但是我还是真的巴不得有更多的弟兄姊妹，我们在岁末的时候能够在主面前经过。
But I still feel that I still hope more brothers and sisters will come before the Lord during the year end.
你看我付了这么大，也不是不是付代价，我是说我这样子这么高兴的留下来。
See, I feel it's my pleasure to stay.
结果我刚刚被赵家 hurt 一下。
But then I was hurt by Brother Francis.
因为我今年在澳洲的时候，有人说这个余牧师讲到虽然不属灵，但是很实际。
Because this year while I was in Australia, someone says even though Pastor Yu's messages are not very spiritual but very practical.
因为我知道他刚觉志，所以我知道他为什么讲这句话，所以我原谅他了。
I know this brother, that brother was newly saved, so I know where he came from, so I forgave him.
刚刚赵家站在这里，这么喜乐又唱又摇的啊。
But then our brother Francis was very joyful just now and singing happily.
那我是离他最近的一个人。
And I was sitting right in front of him.
然后他居然当着我的面说，请年轻的弟兄姊妹50岁以下的唱。
But then he said that right in front of my face. Says, okay, now young brothers and sisters sing those who are under 50.
虽然我过了50岁，但是我从来不觉得我不是年轻人。
Yeah, even though I'm over 50, but I don't feel that I'm old.
所以我趁他转过去的时候，我还是唱了一句了。
So I still sing anyways while he turned around.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远在主面前年轻哈！你看那个徐伯伯多年轻啊
！We're forever young in the Lord. Look at Pastor Xu, he's so young.
正好是加勒的年龄哈。
He's at the age of Caleb.
这个加勒是87哈。这个我们从前如何，那时力量如何，如今还是要如何。
my strength is just as the strength of old time.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，主耶稣这么爱我们，给我们预备的这么丰富的产业。
The Lord loves us so much that He gave us such abundant inheritance.
在基督里面，永远要存着一个年轻的心，我们要竭力得着主。
We should always keep a young heart in the Lord and pursue the Lord.
什么时候我们老旧了？
Whenever we are getting old,
we stop.
Or we stop.
你千万不要以为你才十岁，你跟老没关系。很多人连十岁就老了。
Don't ever think you're only 10 years old. You have nothing to do with being old age. Actually, a lot of people age when they're 10.
希望主耶稣吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us closer.
我昨天晚上讲的居然讲了一个半小时，我在想今天晚上大概不会有年轻孩子，没想到你们还来了，感谢主。
I'm very surprised and happy to see young people still sitting here because last night my message lasted for an hour and a half.
因为在特会以前，我自己跟练慈姊妹交通，我说其实我里面的负担是希望能够讲得深一点。
Before the conference, I shared with my wife, Sister Nancy, that my burden is actually to speak about the message with a, even go deeper.
但是晚上是唯一的一堂 combine 中英文合在一起，好，我们跟真正的年轻人在一起哈。
But then, and the evening meetings are the only times that we're actually together with the young people.
The 所以我就常一直为他们祷告，我说主啊，希望我们的信息年轻人不要以为跟他们没有关系。
Therefore, I keep praying before the Lord.I hope that young people will not feel the message has nothing to do with them.
结果我看到一个小故事，对我产生一个很大的鼓舞。
Then I read a story that really encouraged me.
你知道这个以萨牛顿是这么有名的大科学家，聪明得不得了啊。
You know that Isaac Newton is such a great scientist. He was very smart.
啊，我听说他在读书的时候常常被他养的两只猫打扰。
And I heard while he was studying, he often was bothered or interrupted by the two cats he had.
一只是大猫，一只是小猫。
One of the cats big, and then the other one smaller.
小 Kitty 啊，所以他
so like a kitty.
所以他后来他脑筋突然想到一个很好的方法。
And all of a sudden, he thought a good idea.
他就在他的门上呢找了一个大的是给猫啊，找了一个小的是给小猫。
So he dug two holes on his door, one the big one for the big cat, and then a small one for the little kitty.
所以他就在那里等着，享受他这个智慧的结果哈，看猫怎么样进来。
He waited. He wanted to see how the cats would enter into the room.
然后以后他再也不用去开门了。
Then he never had to open the door anymore.
我以前有个同学，他说他家养的鸡，每天逛完街回来会敲门的。
I have a classmate. He says the chickens in his household knows how to knock on the door after.
后来有一天他妈把那个鸡杀了以后他这一辈子再也不吃鸡了真的我那个同学一辈子不吃鸡啊
After his mother killed the chicken he never ate chicken anymore
因为每天到了傍晚那个鸡就会敲门他就去开门那个鸡回家的
Because he was used to opening the doors for the chicken and that was his
So anyway 牛顿凿了两个洞以后他就在那里看
Anyways Isaac Newton he dug two holes on his door and he waited there to watch
你们都知道哈大猫小猫都从大洞进来啊
And both cats came in from that big hole.
所以他那个小洞白找的了。
So he dug the small hole in vain.
那个声音够大吗？听得到哈。
Can you hear?
所以只要洞够大。
So as long as the hole is big enough.
能够让最大的进来，小的都可以进来了。
So if the biggest one can come in, anyone can come in.
那对我的挑战，我好几这么十几年来过去，你们都知道那个汪伯伯在的时候。我的对象是从八岁到九十五岁的弟兄姊妹哈。
And then, you know about my challenge of being a preacher, I have to speak to an audience from the age of 9 to age of 90.
他那时候九十多岁了。
Or over 90.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个挑战。
So this is a challenge for me.
可是当我们传信息、传耶稣基督的时候
，But whenever we preach about Jesus Christ,
基督能够满足我们每一个人的需要的。
Jesus Christ can satisfy all of our needs.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这一次大会的题目叫做“同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们”。
And the theme of the conference is holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly.
对，我今天晚上讲的这两种重要的身份啊。
And then last night I talked about the two positions and roles we have.
一个讲到 holy brothers.
One is that we are the holy brothers.
这是重在我们的生命。
And that emphasizes on our life.
圣洁讲到生命的本质。
Holiness refers to the nature of our life.
弟兄讲到生命的关系。
We are called brothers and that refers to our relationship.
希伯来作者称我们说圣洁的弟兄们啊。
The author of the book of Hebrews call us holy brothers.
而另外一方面呢
On the other hand,
他称我们 partakers of the heavenly calling
He calls us the partakers of the heavenly calling.
属天的呼召受到我们身上的使命和托付。
The heavenly calling refers to our heavenly commission.
A partakers, 同伴。
And we are partakers because we are companions.
说到我们在这个使命上面我们的关系啊。
And that is the relationship that we have with regard to the commission.
而我们从希伯来书我们看见整本书告诉我们神有一个伟大的计划。
The entire book of Hebrews tells us that God has a great eternal purpose.
要借着他的儿子。
Through his son.
来召我们从世界出来。
He's calling us out of the world.
要改变我们生命。
And he will transform our life.
那使人成圣的和得以成圣的都出于一啊。
The ones that sanctify and the ones that are sanctified all come from one.
让我们成为圣洁。
And that we become holy.
然后他要率领众子进入荣耀里去。
Then he will lead many sons into glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的计划。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is God's great plan.
为了这一个计划，昨天晚上我们说到希伯来书第二章特别讲到耶稣的两重身份啊。
And then, the book of Hebrews chapter 2 talks about the two, roles of Jesus.
一个讲到什么？
One is
救恩的元帅 the captain of salvation.
He's the captain of our salvation.
他带领我们进荣耀的那一位啊。
And he's the one that leads us into glory.
而且他是第一位带着人性已经进去了。
And he's the first one that ever went into glory.
换句话说，这件事情是决定可行的。
On the other, that means this thing can be fulfilled.
因为他已经成功了。
Because it has been accomplished already.
原谅我用一个很没有够资格的比喻来比喻，就像人类。踏上了月球以后，我们知道登陆月球是可能的。
Just like ever since the first man ever landed on the moon, then we know it is possible for any human to land on the moon.
那是从前历史历代的人绝对不敢想象的。
And that is something not imaginable to people of all ages.
当阿姆斯壮把脚踏在地球上的时候，我们知道人类可以上月球。
When Armstrong put his foot on the moon, then we know it is possible for a human being to land on the moon.
所以他能够说，虽然是一小步，却是一大步，对不对？
Therefore, that's why he says, even though this is a small step, it is a big step.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们主耶稣带着人性已经出现在宝座面前了。哈利路亚。
And our Lord Jesus Christ has already appeared before the throne with a human nature.
他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的道路，直达幔内，一直通到至圣所了。
He has opened up for us a new and living way, all the way to the throne.
想到就兴奋的，我们跟着他往前去啊。
Therefore, we just need to follow him.
这希伯来作者说要 fix your thoughts.On Jesus, 要思想耶稣。
Therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews says you have to fix your thoughts on Jesus.
他是我们的 apostle, 他是我们的 captain.
He's our apostle and a captain.
另外一方面，他是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And he's also our merciful and faithful high priest.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
He can understand our weaknesses.
他知道我们在败坏里面。
He knows that we live in corruption.
他知道我们在罪孽里面生出来的人。
He knows that we were born in sin.
他为我们死。
And he died for us.
他也为我们活。
And he lives for us.
他也为我们祈求。
And he's interceding for us.
他也能够体恤他的弟兄，能够救拔他的弟兄。
And he can identify with his brothers, and he's able to rescue his brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以作者劝我们要来思想耶稣 ，fix our thoughts on Jesus.
So the author urges us to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
想到耶稣，我们心里面就是从灰心里面又得到了盼望。
Whenever we think of Jesus, we can receive hope.All of despair.
我们从自己的失败、仇敌的控告里面，我们又可以再抬起头来。
We can once again lift up our heads from the accusation of our failures.
我会失败，主永远不失败。
Yes, I may fail, but our Lord will never fail.
我会失信，神永远可信。
Yes, I can disown ourselves, but the Lord will never disown himself.
弟兄姊妹，所以要来思想基督啊。
Therefore, fix our eyes on Jesus.
昨天晚上我们讲到圣洁，不光是神的要求，也是神的应许。
And holiness is not only God's command, but it's also God's promise.
所以利未记十一章四十四节，主说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华是圣洁的。
Leviticus 11:44 says.You have to be holy because I'm the Lord your God and I am holy.
而且人若非圣洁不能够见神，所以这是神的要求。
Without holiness, it is impossible to see the Lord. That is His command and requirement.
昨天晚上有一节圣经我没有念哈，利未记二十章第八节讲到我耶和华是叫你们成圣的啊。
And Leviticus chapter 20 verse 8 says.I'm the Lord that who sanctifies you.
所以他不光是要求，他也是应许。
Not only that he demands it, but he also promises. I'm the one, the Lord, who sanctifies you.
你我都不可能成圣的。
It is impossible for you and I to become sanctified.
借着他的儿子。
But through his son.
借着他们在我们身上的工作。
Through the work on his work on us.
我们才可能有份于他的圣洁。
That we can become partakers of his holiness.
所以昨天晚上我们也特别提到要献上自己当作活祭，这是过分别为圣生活的根基。
And last night we mentioned that to offer our bodies a living sacrifice, and that is the foundation of living a holy life.
有没有任何弟兄姊妹，今天你在用你的眼睛、鼻子、耳朵、嘴巴、手脚这些肢体的时候，你有觉得是从主那里拿来用的？
Does any one of us feel today, whenever we use our eyes or mouth or use our ears, we feel that we're actually using, we're borrowing it from the Lord?
还是觉得有在觉得说我是在为主用，因为我已经奉献给他了。
Or that I'm using it for the Lord because I have offered them to the Lord already.
所以昨天晚上我们说要像约伯一样跟眼睛立约啊，这是神的眼睛，不乱看东西的。
And last night we said that we should have covenant with our eyes. Those eyes belong to the Lord, so we shouldn't use them for vain purposes.
昨天晚上很感动 ，Brian 上来做见证。
I was very touched by Brian's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是每一个人能够像我所劝告的那个弟兄，把电脑卖掉或者把网络 service stop,
if we cannot do what I advise the brothers to do, to sell your computer or get offline,
你至少在你的生活里面一定要有防线的。
But at least you have to set a boundary line in your life.
例如说，只有你alone的时候，绝对不单独上电脑。如果你有这个问题。
For example, if you have such problem.Then don't ever get online when you are alone.
你的电脑永远是向着外面的人，而不是隐藏别人看不到的。
Or set your computer screen toward a hallway or some open space.
弟兄姊妹，我们要跟神立约，这些是属神的，我们不再让他随便犯罪。
We have to have covenant with the Lord. Those organs belong to the Lord. We shouldn't use them for sin.
我们嘴巴不再讲骂人的话，嘴巴不再讲谎言，嘴巴不再讲批评论断的话。不再讲不造就人的话。
We will not use our mouth for slandering or for judgment or anything that's not edifying.
一讲到一半，哦哦，想起来，糟糕，这是主的嘴巴，我不能乱用的。
If in the middle of doing so, we realize that we should stop it and thinking this mouth belongs to the Lord, I shouldn't use it in vain.
哦，今天晚上跟一个姊妹，这个等于练词姊妹帮我跟她要了一碗汤来哈，那她已经拿到手上，这是最后一碗。
Tonight, a sister was having the last bowl of soup.
因为我感冒了，她打电话说红姐过来过来，有热汤，赶快过来。结果我过来的时候已经没有了。
Sister Nancy called me to come to get some soup. When I got here, the soup was gone already.
我们 Karen 姊妹很可怜，她端到最后一碗。
And Sister Karen got the last bowl.
所以后来她捐出来的时候就说，希望我将来CTC 改考卷的时候要纪念他这碗汤。
And then she gave me the last bowl of soup, but she says, in the future when I grade her paper in CTC Training Center, please remember her kindness.
我会纪念这碗汤，可是我的手不会软的。
Yes, I will remember your kindness, but I will still be fair.
弟兄姊妹，这个是他的，我拿过来我就觉得，哎呀，真的很亏欠他，又很谢谢他。
So this bowl of soup belonged to her, so it belonged to her. When I got it, I was very thankful.
这个你的我的我们分得很清楚，有借有还，再借不难，对不对？
So it's very clear who what belongs to whom.
那我们既然说我的嘴巴、我的眼睛、我的耳朵，主啊，全属你。Surrender or all surrender, 弟兄姊妹，我们不能随便拿回来用的。
So if we say that I have surrendered all to the Lord, my eyes and my mouth, my ears, then we cannot just use it freely and in vain.
耳朵也一样。
The same with our ears.
不要随便听不该听的。
Don't listen to the things you're not supposed to.
年轻人尤其不要随便听音乐。好，我昨天晚上忘了讲这件事情。
Especially young people, don't listen to any music.
你不知道鬼魔用多少的方法借着音乐来洗脑我们。
Because the devil is using music to brainwash young people.
改变我们的价值观念，
will change our
影响我们的心情
our value system and change our mood.
我们听过多少的 study 告诉我们，那种重音乐到最后，你的身心灵都被它破坏了。
We have many research studies show that the heavy metal music actually can destroy our health.
最直接的影响，你变笨了，知道吗？
And also, it will decrease your intelligence.
然后你就变得很容易暴躁、愤怒。
And you become very irritable.
很容易悲观，很容易消极，这都是他们 study 出来的。
And become pessimistic and and sad.
亲爱的孩子们啊，大人们，我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，我们所看的，所听的，所说的，所想的，我们都需要主来洁净呢。
Dear brothers and sisters and children, we all need the Lord's cleansing power to cleanse whatever we hear or we see.
圣经上讲圣洁不是来压人，不是来叫人害怕的。
The holinessFrom God is not to suppress us or to scare us.
神的儿子来不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
The Son of Man did not come to condemn, but so that the world can be saved by him.
在圣洁的神、圣洁的要求下，我们降卑下来。
That we will humble ourselves before the requirement of holiness.
我们接受他的拯救。
And we accept his salvation.
我们接受他的帮助。
And we accept his help.
我们才可能从这一切的网罗和痛苦的生活里面释放出来啊。
And we can be free from all the pain and bondage.
好，所以我昨天晚上讲到分别为圣的三件事，我讲下去了哈，考大家一下就好了。
So I will continue with the living a life of sanctification.
昨天晚上没有写笔记的人，我考你们哈，你们回答。第一是什么？
So I give you a quiz.What are the three secret things?
哇，这么多人没写笔记啊！
Sanctified life.
不给魔鬼留地步。
First, do not leave any foothold for the enemy.
不叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
越绝对越有福啊，弟兄姊妹。
The more absolute we are, the more blessed we will be.
你对你的癌症 mercy 就是对你自己残忍。
If you are merciful to the cancer cells, then you are actually being cruel to yourself.
你说我舍不得割它，留下一点没关系。
So, oh, I don't want to get rid of all of them. I'll just leave some.
你的结局就是注定你被它摧残。
Then your destiny will be a destruction.
决定彻底啊，弟兄姊妹。
So, we have to do it with absolute.
年轻孩子们、大人们，不管弟兄，不管姊妹，彻底啊。
Be absolute, no mercy.
一点都不留啊。
Do not leave any.
你我都知道我们生命的破口是什么，不要再包容它。
We all know what our weaknesses are. Don't compromise anymore.
不然走出这个门，你我还是一样的生活。
Otherwise, when we walk out of this room, we still remain the same.
猪洗干净的又回到猪圈去的。
After you clean the pig, it goes back to the mud and still becomes dirty.
绝对。
We have to be absolute.
大麻风太容易复发了。
Leprosies are easy to recur.
要彻彻底底，不要以为两三天得胜，你就永远得胜。No.
We have to be healed completely. Don't think a temporary victory is permanent.
你去读旧约的历史上，这些周围的仇敌一直 come back 的。
If you read the history in the Old Testament, you see that the enemies keep on coming back.
啊，这次打不过你，下次来，下次不行，再下次来。
If they get defeated, they will still come back again.
参孙就在大力拉的手上一次两次三次到最后他所有的能力离开他
After once, twice or three times finally Samson was defeated
主耶稣讲的比喻雨淋水冲风吹撞着那个房子房子就倒塌了、
The Lord Jesus says、The house will be beaten up by the wind the flood and the rain
这三个形容词都是 continuously 它不停的
all
它一直的
All these three things will come back continuously
雨
The rain will continue to fall.
风持续的吹啊。
The wind continue to blow.
水持续的冲啊。
The flood will continue to come.
圣经上说他撞着那个房子啊。
And they will beat up the house.
房子倒了，而且倒塌的很大。
Finally, the house will collapse.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要小心。
We have to be careful.
今天站得住，不能保证我们明天站得住。
If we can stand firm today, it does not guarantee that we will stand tomorrow.
今天跌倒，并不代表你明天不能站起来。
And if you fall today, it doesn't mean that you will not stand up tomorrow.
关键都在于我们跟神之间的关系对不对，弟兄姊妹。
The key is whether we have a good relationship with the Lord.
所以我们求神帮助我们哈。
May the Lord help us.
而且第三件事情是什么
？What's the third thing?
哦、我怎么一下跳到第对不起、
okay.
你们 pass the test 第二件事情是什么
What's the second one?
要行在光中
To walk in the light、
啊、你、汪佩珍姊妹教导过说要什么活在今天的亮光中
Sister Wen taught used to teach that you have to live in the light
老约翰告诉我们 要什么顺服恩膏的教训。
And Apostle John says we have to obey the anointing.
在旧约里面，三种人物会被恩膏。
In the Old Testament, three type of people will be anointed.
君王、祭司和先知都是被神膏了以后就分别为圣。
Kings, priests, kings, priests.
因为神给他特别的托付和使命在他身上。
Because God will give them special commission.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我以前有一次讲到恩膏的教训的时候，我想到这个，我里面就非常荣耀。
One time when I was teaching about the teaching of the anointed, when I think about this, I I was filled with glory.
千万不要小看恩膏小小的教训。
Do not despise the little teachings of the anointing.
圣膏油在这里膏我们是在分别我们 set us apart.
The holy oil is anointing us to set us apart.
他要把尊荣尊贵加在我们身上。
Because he wants to bestow on us glory and honor.
所以每一次当恩膏教训我们弟兄姊妹这是荣耀的事情我们被神分出来了。
Whenever we receive teachings of the anointing,We are being blessed. We are being set apart.
昨天晚上我们说，主耶稣说，我就是世界的光。凡跟从我的，不在黑暗里行，必要得到生命的光。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will receive the light of life."
讲到这个光是一直往前的。
And this light keeps on moving forward.
讲到这个光是活的，是生命，它是生命的光。
The light is alive. It's a living person. It's the light of life.
越顺从它，越得生命。
The more we obey, the more life we will receive.
第三个，这个光是一个 living person， 是讲到耶稣基督是主自己。
And this light is a living person. It's the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们跟随主，顺服主，这是一件太荣耀的事情。
So it is a glorious thing for us to follow the Lord.
好，现在第三个。
Okay, now the third one.
我在身体的保护，我在同伴的扶持和勉励中啊。
To live under the protection of the body and the support and encouragement of the companions.
我儿子很小的时候，我就用这个我很小的时候在台湾读的小学的故事书，那个教科书上的故事，那个老爸爸拿了好几根筷子叫他们折，折不断。
I used to teach my son the story I learned when I was a little child in Taiwan. That the old father would ask the sons to break the chopsticks.
虽然我们家只有两个儿子哈，但是至少教会有这么多嘛。
Even though I only have two sons, but we have many brothers and sisters at church.
一根筷子，我们在座所有人都可以折得断。
Any one of us can break one chopstick.
十根筷子已经没有几个人可以折断了。
But not many can break ten.
这就是身体的保护。
And that is the protection of the body.
同伴的扶持就像炭火一样。
And support of the companions is just like a heap of coal.
要逃避少年人的私欲。和清心祷告主的人一同来追求这些良善的事。
So Paul says, flee the youthful lust and pursue the good things with those who pursue the Lord with a pure heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主面前圣洁的弟兄。
And these are the holy brothers in the Lord.
我们都是 brothers.
We're all brothers.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在这个生命的里面，我们成为弟兄。
In this life, we become brothers.
比地上的弟兄姊妹的关系还要长久，知道吗？
It's even more lasting and eternal than our natural brothers.
你看到这些孩子们去读大学啊？
Like the young people when they go to college.
他们碰到放假怎么样？回家。
On vacations they come home.
因为这个家的关系比学校同学的关系更长久、更真实。
Because the relationship with their home is more lasting.Than their relationship with their classmates.
但是弟兄姊妹，你们不要误会哈，我们地上的家跟永世里面的这个家的关系又是不能比的了。
And then the relationship we have in our natural family cannot even compare with the eternal family we have.
在主里面的这个关系是更深、更永恒的啊。
Our relationships in the Lord is even deeper and more lasting.
那地上的关系今生结束的时候就结束了。
Our worldly relationships will end.When our life ends here,
我们就进到那永远里面，在基督里面弟兄姊妹的关系。
And then we enter into the brothers and sisters' relationship in the Lord.
所以我小儿子受浸回到家，我一开门，他就说：“于弟兄，你回来了。”Aaron 受浸的时候。
When my son and Aaron got baptized, and then I went home, and he said, "Oh, brother, you're home."
我说你永远都要叫我爸爸的。
But then I corrected him and said, "You should always call me daddy."
但是他也对，对不对？我们是弟兄姊妹啊。
But yes, he was correct. We are brothers.
弟兄姊妹，我们这是第一层的关系，在基督里面 ，we are holy brothers.
Therefore, we are holy brothers in Christ.
今天晚上我们要往前讲，讲的 particle of heavenly calling.
Today we want to move forward one step.That's about the particular heavenly calling. Not only that, the Lord gives us a holy life.
神不仅仅把那个家的关系、血缘的关系、生命的关系赐给我们。
Not only that, He has given us a blood relationship in the Lord, a family relationship.
他不以称他们为弟兄为可耻的。
He's not ashamed to call them brothers.
我们是他的 brothers.
We are His brothers.
弟兄姊妹，太喜乐了啊！
How joyful that is!
今天晚上我们讲属天。
tonight we talk about being heavenly.
我们蒙召要成为属天。
We are called to be heavenly.
因为在我们身上神把一个属天的召赐给我们。
Because God has given us a heavenly calling.
那我们昨天讲到神要率领众子叫他儿子率领众子进荣耀里去。
And the Lord is leading many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹在这一句话这里面包括了三件事情。
Three things are contained in the statement.
第一件事情。
First,
信子必须是荣耀才可能进入荣耀。
Then it has to be a glorious nature in order to enter into glory.
我们不要听完这两天道知道神的旨意是要率领众子进荣耀去哎呀我们就觉得啊我都懂了。
Don't just think,、oh, okay, now the Lord is leading many sons to glory, now I understand it.
弟兄姊妹啊这是神一生在我们身上要工作的刚才唱的诗歌主荣上加荣在改变我。
This is the Lord's work on us for a lifetime. The Lord's transforming us.
我们的生命我们的生活我们的所有的言行必须被主改变的。
The Lord has to transform our life, our living and everything about us.
我们才可能进到荣耀里去。
Then we can enter into glory.
不然你说我们这副样子怎么进荣耀啊
Then how else can we enter glory like this?
我没有征得我儿子许可我讲他一个事哈。David 没有关系哈。
I will tell you about the story of my son. I just got his permission.
两个多礼拜以前，他去参加他 cousin 的婚礼啊。
Two weeks ago, he went to his cousin's wedding.
他从 Irvine 赶到这个Roland Heights 跟我们会合。
And then he drove from Irvine to Roland Heights to meet us.
因为那是他学校最后一天，所以他又收行李又整理东西，然后哇就冲来了。
That was his last day of school, so he had to pack up before he came.
他带着他弟弟从那边赶到 Roland Heights 来参加婚礼。
And he drove his younger brother to Roland Heights to attend the wedding.
他上面穿着 tuxedo 那个燕尾服，哇，好帅。
So he was wearing a tuxedo on the top.
结果他老兄忘了穿皮鞋。
But he forgot to wear the shoes.
穿了一双高高的球鞋，上面是燕尾服，底下是球鞋。
So he was wearing tuxedo with sneakers.
啊，他就觉得很不好意思，可是已经来不及回去了。
So he was very embarrassed, but it's too late to go back.
你们知道中国有一句话，这个虎护虎子，听过哈？
But you all know that like father, like son.
因为我有一次去加拿大讲到两只鞋穿反，不是穿不一样，跑去加拿大讲到。
Because I did the same thing before. When I went to Canada to lead a conference one time, my two shoes were different.
这个一路是。You never heard that, huh? Don't care. 所以还好有一个弟兄很看让我换了鞋，不然我那几天讲到都会自觉。
And it was very fortunate that a brother was very kind. He lent me a pair of shoes.
我根本不可能走出来的，因为我怕人家看我两个鞋。
Otherwise, I would be very self-conscious. I wouldn't step out of my podium.
那天他在婚礼上浑身不自在，他就脚放这样子放那里。我说你没关系了，出去了。
So that day, my son acted very unnaturally because of his shoes.
弟兄姊妹，我们这副样子进荣耀里去，我跟你说，那是一个最大的折磨，你知道吗
？You know, if we just enter into glory like this, it would be a great torture for us.
如果主不改变我们，让我们像他的儿子
，If the Lord doesn't change us so that we become like His Son,
那我们根本不可能进荣耀。
It's impossible for us to enter.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣来改变我们。
We need the Lord to change us.
你看这个属天。
Being heavenly.
我在这个信息上面讲到，它不光是说到地位和境界的问题。
It's not just about being at certain position or in
the realm. 它也是讲到生命和性质的问题。
But it's about life and nature.
这个属天是一个地位，也是一个境界。
Yes, it is being in a position and a realm.
我们都坐过飞机，一上飞机的时候，我们在天上，对不对
？We have all been in an airplane. Once you are in an airplane, you are actually in the sky.
我昨天晚上举的例子 ，tsunami 来了，这个海啸来了。
Just like in the example I gave you last night, when tsunami comes,
它来摧残生命的。
And the tsunami will come to destroy life.
你会游泳也没用的。
Even if you know how to swim, it's useless.
我看他们说这个海上苏拉米在后面追的时候。
I heard when tsunami is coming after you.
你知道泰国那个普吉岛哈，我们好多年前曾经去过。这个我们也坐过那个船。
你坐过
？Okay, 怎样
？Okay, in Thailand Phuket when you're on the ship.
对你坐那个船要到那个岛上去的时候，去观光。
if you ride on the ship to an island to for sightseeing.
对，他们说回头看的时候，这个大海啸在后面追他们啊。
And then it was reported that they turned back, they see the tsunami coming after them.
所以那次 tsunami 来的时候，不光是这些船全部灭顶，连那个岛上全部都被这个淹没了。
Not only that the ships were covered, even the whole island was covered.
你会游泳根本没用的。
It won't help even if you swim.
可是如果你有一个直升机，你在它 tsunami touch 你之前，你进去了，被带上去了。
But then if you are lifted up by a helicopter at that time.
你是进到另外一个境界。
Then you're entering into another realm.
虽然那个直升机可能只有小小的这么大的范围。
Maybe the helicopter is very small, just like.
可当你跨进那个境界那个范围的时候，你是在一个不同的境界里面。
But if you enter into a helicopter, you're actually in another realm.
一个是死亡的权势完全笼罩的。
One place is totally covered by the power of death.
一个是得救的境界。
And another is theRealm of being saved.
所以我们的经文以弗所书二章五到六节，他说：“当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。”
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 to 6 says, "While we were dead in transgressions, God made us alive in Christ Jesus, and also seated us with Him in the heavenly realm."
弟兄姊妹，我们得到了一个属天的地位。
So we have obtained a heavenly position.
在神儿子里面，我们已经被带到天上了。
In the Son of God, we have been lifted up to heaven.
这是讲到我们的地位。
And that is our position.
这是神所赐给我们的境界。
This is the realm that God has given us.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们不仅仅得到了一个复活的生命，一个升天的生命在我们里面。
Not only that we receive a resurrected life in us.
我们不仅仅得到了这样子的地位。
Not only that we receive this position.
神要让这个生命来改变我们的生活。
But God wants to use this life to transform our living.
让我们在地上就能够活出这个属天的生命来。
So while we're still on earth, we can live this life and manifest this life.
所以属天一面是讲到地位，讲到境界。
So being heavenly on one hand is about being at a certain place of position.
像我刚才所讲的这个例子一样。
Like the example I just gave.
但是另外一面也讲到他的生命，讲到他的性质。
It's also about a life and a certain nature.
一个属天的生命在我们里面。
It's a heavenly life that is in us.
那这个生命是一个超越的生命。
And that is a transcendental life.
圣经上里面讲到属天的表号啊。
And then, many symbols typify this heavenly life.
我想最明显的一个表号就是老鹰。
The most obvious one is the life of eagle.
它能够因着等候耶和华，它能够重新得力，能够离地上腾。
The Bible says those who wait on the Lord will soar up like eagles.
我曾经举过比方，那个老母鸡怎么喊怎么叫，它飞不起来的。
Like the example I gave, no matter how hard a hen tries, it will not take off.
因为地是它的范围。
Because it belongs to the ground.
地是它的捆绑。
And also the ground is its bounded.
地是它生存的境界。
And it's the boundary of its existence.
而老鹰不是这样。
But not so with eagles.
鹰是一个属天的生命。
Eagles has heavenly life.
是一个超越的生命。
And it will surpass, it will transcend.
仇敌来的时候，它能够凌驾起来。
When the enemy comes, it will take off just like that.
它也能够随时就能够展翅上腾的啊。
It can soar up anytime on wings.
除非像我上礼拜前两个礼拜讲的，它被铁夹夹住脚了，它飞不起来了。
Unless the eagle is caught by the trap.
它被罪恶辖制住了。
Or it's being bound by sin.
啊，或者它已经习惯于跟鸡在地上抢食物，它不想飞了。
Or it doesn't want to let go of the life of living like a chicken.
它把鹰的生命、鹰的层次降低了。
Or it just lower or forfeit the life of
eagle. 但是其实天是他的境界。
But actually, it belongs to heaven.
天是他该有的层次。
And that is the realm it belongs to.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这些话对我们来说都不是一些空洞的字，是我们真实的一个渴慕。
I hope that these words are not empty, but our true longing.
当我们真尝过什么叫在基督里。
If we tasted what it means to be in Christ.
当我们一离开基督的时候，我们里面一刻全身不舒服。
And then, as long as we depart from the Lord, even one moment, we will feel very uncomfortable.
我想起一条小儿歌，是叫那个《鱼儿鱼儿水中游》，是吧？鱼儿鱼儿水中游，游来游去，怎么样？乐悠悠啊！我想着我记成真快活了，反正就是差不多。
It's a child's song in Chinese in Taiwan. It says, a little fish swims around very happy. In the water.
它一定要在水里面才能这么快乐，对不对？
But this little fish has to be in the water to be happy.
你有没有看过一个鱼在地上，在地毯上，鱼儿抵苍蝇？它不会的。
Have you ever seen a little fish happily swim on the ground? No.
它不会的。
No.
听说这个侯小姐以前举例子说，现在的传道人带领弟兄姊妹都乱带的。
I heard Miss Ho once says that nowadays ministers they're leading the brothers and sisters in the wrong way.
他是把那个活的都带成死的了。
Leading the living ones and then they become dead.
他打的比方就是一个小女孩妈妈不在的时候，她跑到那个小鱼缸里面看见鱼游来游去啊。
And then the example that she gave is that a little girl when her mother was not around.She went to see the goldfish.
她突然母性大发，想起她妈妈怎么哄她睡觉。
And all of a sudden, she has this mother nature, remembering how her mother pat her to sleep.
所以她就伸手把小金鱼拿出来。
So she took out the little goldfish.
她小宝宝该睡觉了，该睡觉了。
And pat the little goldfish and says, "Oh, baby, go back to sleep."
那个鱼就这样跳过来，这样跳过去。她说：“不要吵，不要吵，该睡觉了。
”And the little fish just jump around and says, "Oh, calm down, calm down."
原来跳得大一点，后来越来越安静，哇，你真是越来越乖啊。
So gradually, the little fish does calm down.
后来真睡着了。
And finally, it falls asleep.
啊，这个人就好喜欢了，你乖好，回去睡觉了。
And then the little girl is so happy and put it back.
因为活的带成死的啊。
And then she pretty much just killed the fish.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人如果不在基督里生活，如果真的是很苦的事情。
If we do not live in Christ, it's a painful thing.
圣经上称我们做属不是诗歌上讲到我们是属天君王的儿女。
The hymn says that we are children of the heavenly king.
我们是从神生的，从上头生的。
We are born from above. We are born of God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们里面有一个属天的生命。
Therefore, we have a heavenly life within us.
这个生命必须在属天的境界里面，它才能自由啊。
And this heavenly life can only live freely in a heavenly realm.
所以今天你我在地上如果不操练起来在基督里过生活的话
，So if today we do not exercise and practice to live within Christ.
将来我们怎么可能能够享受在基督里被带进荣耀里去呢
？How can we ever enjoy being in Christ once we are led into glory？
这就是为什么今天在地上主在这里一直在这里改变我们。
That's why the Lord keep on transforming us.
让我们想到基督就喜乐。
So that every time we think of Jesus,
让我们经历基督就喜乐。
And our heart will rejoice.
让我们得到了基督，我们就喜乐。
And when we rejoice when we obtain Christ.
早上徐伯伯说，我们不仅要得着基督，要充满基督，要彰显基督。
Not only that we will obtain Christ, we will be filled with Christ, and we will manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是进荣耀在地上就该有的生活。
So this is the life we ought to have before we enter into glory.
我刚刚说率领众子进荣耀讲有几件事。
So how many things are there?
我现在要讲第几件？ Wow. 第二件哈。
Okay. The second thing about.
第二件进荣耀不是光耶稣基督一个人的事，是关乎众子的事情。
So entering into glory is not.Only for Christ, but for all the sons.
神要得到众子。
God wants to obtain many sons.
不光他的儿子。
Not only his only son.
所以这个荣耀的旨意是跟你我有关的。
So this glorious will has something to do with you and I.
我们活着，我们存在，居然跟神的荣耀旨意发生关系的。
So our existence actually matters.And it has something to do with God's eternal will.
所以以赛亚书43章第7节，凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着我的荣耀而创造的。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 says, Those who are called by my name, they are being created and made, by me.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
它不只是多数的。
Not only that, this is for many sons.
这些多数不是像一盘散沙一样。
They're not like
是很多而已。
They're not like a bunch of sand scattered.
它是非常有秩序、有计划的被神建造起来。
These great manys are in an orderly form and being edified and built up by God.
被配搭、联络整齐，成为一座城。
They are connected and compact together to be built like a city.
啊，我看大家累了，我们来读一点点圣经哈。启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
圣经上用了一个图画一样给我们表明出来，讲到圣城新耶路撒冷。
When the Bible talks about the New Jerusalem, holy city, the Bible shows us a picture.
它是一个非常 美丽完整而且是有计划的一个建造。
It's a city built with plan and it's beautiful and complete.
好，我们在这里读21章。
Revelation chapter 21.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。底下讲到神的帐幕要在人间，他要与人永远同住。
Verses from 1-3.
所以我们看见神整个永远旨意的结束，借着一幅图画跟我们表明。
This picture shows the accomplishment of God's eternal will.
新天新地出现了。
The new heaven and new earth appeared.
圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The holy city, the new Jerusalem, come out of heaven from God.
神就永远永远与人同住。
And then God will be with men forever and ever.
众子被带到荣耀里去。
And the many sons are being brought into glory. 而
整个旨意的结束借着一座城。
And the whole will of God is accomplished with the city.
而我们读第九节。
Verse 9.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到我这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石。底下一路上讲到这个城的荣耀。
So from verse 9-11.
在这里明明天使要让约翰看见羔羊的心腹 ,the partaker, companion, 他的心腹。
The angel is showing Apostle John, the bride of the Lamb, he's the partaker and his companion.
预备好了。
And this bride is ready.
我想我们这个参加婚礼大家都注意力都在新娘身上，对不对？因为她很特别。
When we go to wedding, our focus is usually on the bride because she's the main character of the wedding.
当约翰准备来看新娘的时候，突然发现这个新娘是一座城。
So when Apostle John was ready to see the bride is actually a city.
整座城充满了神的荣耀。
And the whole city is filled with the glory of God.
整座城都是宝石。
And it's filled of precious stones.
哎呀，我们讲不完哈，底下你随便看，你像第十。第二十一节
like verse 21,
他说十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每颗门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。我未见城内有殿，因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内不用日光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，列国要在城的光里行走。你发现没有，这圣经上用一个非常特殊的笔法形容到将来的荣耀。
See, the Bible uses very particular description to describe the future glory.
神整个旨意的完成，羔羊娶亲。
The wedding of the Lamb is the accomplishment of God's eternal will.
教会是基督的妻子。
And the church is the bride of the Lamb.
这个妻子圣经上又用另外一个角度来形容，他就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
And this bride is the holy city, New Jerusalem.
每一个宝石，每一个成分都是讲到基督。
Every single precious stone talks about Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不仅仅在创世纪让我们看见教会，夏娃是从亚当的肋骨里面出来，骨中骨，肉中肉。
So in the book of Genesis, it shows us that Eve comes from Adam. She is the flesh of the flesh and the bone of the bones.
教会只有一个成分，必须是基督。
In the same way, church is just like the wife. It has to be of Christ.
而在神整个旨意完成的时候，我们又在看见一个心腹。
When the fulfillment of God's eternal will is accomplished, we see the bride.
他用一座城来表达，全都是基督，全都是宝石。
And in this city, everything.It's about Christ. Everything is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们对教会能够在主面前有一个正确的认识。
I hope that we will have this accurate understanding of church.
我常常听见很多人说，这个教会那么做，那个教会那么做，别的教会是这么做，我们为什么不这样子做？
I often hear people ask, some churches do this and some churches do that. Why don't we do something like that?
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，神最在乎的一件事情就是这件事情是不是基督。
In church, what God cares about the most is whether this thing is of Christ.
他本质是不是基督？
Whether the nature of this thing is of Christ.
他是不是为着基督？
Whether it's for Christ.
他是不是能够归给基督？
Or can it be for Christ?
如果不是的话，
If not,
就算他不错。
Even though it is something good,
我们也不需要有，也不必要有。
We do not have to have them.
我们应该省下我们所有的人力，所有的时间，所有的金钱，我们用在神要我们得着的事情上。
We should use all our resources, our energy, our money on something that God wants us to do.
那我们现在要来讲这个非常重要的事情，是我讲义上的第二个点啊。
Now, I'm going to talk about second.
这个 heavenly calling.
The heavenly calling.
讲到神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal will.
神召我们有份于他永远的旨意。
God called us to be partakers of His eternal will.
其实神所有的旨意都集中在他儿子耶稣基督身上。
And all God's will focus on His Son Jesus Christ.
我这里虽然把它分成三个点啊。
Even though I have three points here.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实这三个点你读完了以后，你发现都是跟耶稣基督发生绝对的关系。
Actually, they are directly related to Jesus Christ.
第一件事情。
First.
神呼召我们。
God call us.
叫我们跟神，跟三而一的神有真实的联合。
So that we can be united with this God of Trinity.
我想我们太不明白这句话了哈。
It's hard to comprehend this.
那我想圣灵如果帮助我们在常常思想这句话的时候，
If the Lord help us, the Holy Spirit help us to meditate on it.
如果神怜悯我们，有一天睁开我们眼睛，看见这句话是指的什么？
And the Lord have mercy to open our eyes so that we can understand.
我想我们是世界上最喜乐的人。
Then we will be the most joyful person in the world.
时间的关系，我只能很简短地提这三节的经文。
I can only briefly go through this.
彼得后书第一章第四节告诉我们。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says,
神拯救我们
God saves us.
不仅仅叫我们是脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
Not only that we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
昨天 Brian 的见证，很多弟兄姊妹的见证，我们你我的见证，都可以见证神把我们从世界从情欲中救出来。
Like the testimony of Brian and our testimony can all testify that God saves us from the corruption of the world.
不仅仅脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，更是要叫我们什么？与神的性情有份。
Not only that we can escape the corruption of the world through lust, we can become partakers of His divine nature.
大家听到了哈 ，partakers of His divine nature.
That we can be partakers of His divine nature.
当我们每一次在这里顺服
，Every time when we obey.
当我们每一次在这里经历基督
，And we experience Christ.
当我们每一次服在神管教的手下，让我们跟他的圣洁有份。
And we submit and surrender under His hand, disciplinary hand.
神的性情就组织在我们的里面。
And His divine nature is constituted in us.
希伯来书三章十四节，早上徐伯伯也引用过这节圣经。好，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。英文就是说，我们就成为 partaker of Christ.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14 also says, we will become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
Partaker of Christ 不仅仅一方面讲到是羔羊的同伴，他的心腹。
Being partakers of Christ not only to be companions of the Lamb.
那是指的关系上说的。
And that refers to the relationship.
那圣经上把它翻成有份。份是讲到 在生命上，在本质上，我们居然跟他是 partaker。
And we are also partakers of his nature, divine nature.
那第三件事情是在希伯来书第六章第四节，我们会成为 partakers of the Holy Spirit.
Then in Hebrews chapter 6, it says we are partakers of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够跟圣灵有份。
We can become partakers of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次当我们神在我们身上工作，我们让神自由的时候，
Every time we let God freely to work in us,
我们的生命就像耶稣一点。
Then our life becomes more, a little bit more like Christ.
所以我们一定要来读一节圣经我们很熟的啊。
Let's read a scripture that we are very familiar with.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十八节
，verse 28。
在我们读二十八节以前
，before we read verse 28，
在我的讲义上，启示录第四章十一节，我们说万物乃是因为神的旨意被创造而有的。
In my outline, it says everything was created because of His will.
所以我们这个人受造是跟神的旨意发生关系的。
So actually, we were created by His will.
接下来他又用圣召召我们，乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
Then He called us because of His own purpose and grace.
看到我们不仅仅是为着他的旨意被创造。
Not only that, we were created because of His will.
我们也是为着他的旨意而被召。
We were also called because of His will and purpose.
他用圣召召我们，乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
He called us because of His purpose, His will, and His grace.
然后召出来干什么呢？
And then what do we do after being called?
如果我现在突然叫说，现在14岁以下的孩子到外面去，那你一定想说，你叫我出来干什么？
If I say now, everyone under 14 years old, please go out of the room, and you will say, why do you call me out?
那我只是举个例子了，让你们
上个厕所。This is just an example. So maybe you can go to the bathroom.
或者让你们去负责帮大家打菜。
Or maybe you can prepare the meal.
好，就是我叫你们出来，一定有个 purpose.
So I must have a purpose to call you.
所以为着他的旨意被召，然后为着他的旨意被召，然后为着他的旨意，他在我们身上要来成全。
So we were actually created because of His will, and we were called because of His will, so that His work can be accomplished.
所以我们读罗马书八章二十八节到三十节啊。
Let's read Romans chapter 8 verses 28 through 30.
中文、英文我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人。就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。那弟兄姊妹，我们被招来是干嘛？
So what are we called for?
为了要进荣耀，对不对？那么进荣耀之前，神要做一件什么事情？
And what's God gonna do before we enter glory?
要把我们磨成，要效法他儿子的模样，把我们磨成神儿子的模样。
That we will be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
你看，我们一直倒回去走了哈。那为了要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，然后他做什么事？
What does He do in order that He can conform us?
叫万事互相效力。
He will work all things out for us.
所以你看见了没有？我们是从结果一路上走回去了啊。
So we're actually tracing it backwards.
结局是神要把我们带进荣耀里去。
The end is that we will be brought into glory.
为了这个结局，他把我们召出来。
For this end, He's called us out.
那为了让我们能够被召出来的，能够进荣耀里去，他在我们身上要做一件事情，要叫我们改变我们，叫我们像他。
In order that He can call us out.And He's actually transforming us and conforming us so that we become like Him.
为了能够让我们被改变的像他，他就叫万事互相效力。
In order for us to be conformed to His likeness, He's working all things out for us.
所以我们这样听的就很清楚了，就是为什么早上徐伯伯讲到大家这个心有戚戚焉哈。礼拜一吃沙拉，礼拜二吃沙拉，礼拜三同样的沙拉，感谢主，主坐在宝座上。
That now we understand about Brother Xu's testimony that he keeps on eating the same salad on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but he never complains because he knows that God is sitting on the throne and this is all of God's will.
啊，为什么有人用他的鞋油？为什么把他洗脸的盆拿去洗脚？而他能够说这样子的 roommate 买都买不到啊，这么好的人。
Why is that he can be thankful for the roommate who uses his toiletries.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你说，没有开启，你是不可能讲这句话的。
Without the revelation from God, we can never say something like that.
我们决定在血气里面，在我们个人的修养里面，在我们个人的价值观里面，我们都在这里反应，都在这里回应的。
And we will just respond to all these circumstances.According to our flesh.
当一个人真正是神的旨意是什么的时候，
If someone truly knows the will of God.
当一个人真正知道天召是什么的时候，
If someone truly knows what a heavenly calling is.
当一个人真正有启示有意象的时候，
If someone has true revelation and vision.
他决定在他的生活中可以被经历被活出来的。
Then he can experience and manifest.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，我希望我们不管大人不管孩子，我们的生活要被神改变。
So we need to be changed by God.
要知道神在做什么。
We have to know what God is doing.
不要以脚踢翅。
Do not kick the goat.
不要浪费机会。
And do not waste our opportunity.
不要做糊涂人，要知道主的旨意是什么。
Do not be foolish, but understand the will of God.
不要醉酒，酒叫人放荡，要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为姊妹，让所有圣经的教导都活起来了。
So that all these commands in the Bible can be manifested, become alive.
希伯来的作者呼喊说：“总要趁着还有今日啊，弟兄姊妹。”
The author of the Hebrews says, "While you, it is still called today."
Why it is still called today? 今天是什么？
So what is today?
Today, right?
It's called today.
当今天还在的时候，我们要竭力得到神的上好。
But the day is still called today. Let's pursue and obtain God's best.
如果今天我们的日子里面没有基督，今天白过的。
If we live through a day without Christ, we wasted the day.
这叫做我们被召出来，有份于神永远的旨意。
Because we're called to be partakers of God's eternal will.
所以神召我们不仅仅 partake of His divine life, divine nature.
So God called us not only to become partakers of His divine nature.
他也叫我们 become the partaker of 他的这个 eternal purpose.
He also called us to be a partakers of His eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意太伟大了。
How great is God's will and purpose.
所以我们决定不再埋怨我们的环境，弟兄姊妹。
Let's never complain about our circumstances.
任何环境今天会搅扰我们。
If any circumstances that bothers us.
都是我们属灵的未得之地。
And that is something that.It's a spiritual inheritance we can
都是我们的生命性情不像耶稣的地方
And that just exposes some place that we're not like Jesus
都是神今天在我们身上他要做的事情
And that is a place where God will work in us
所以弟兄姊妹 Jesus 不仅仅是 above all 他超越一切
So Jesus is not just above all things
He is all
He is also all.
And in all.
And He is in all things.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and in all.
在我们恩典里面，在神的祝福里面，我们看见耶稣。
In His grace and in His blessing, we see Jesus.
在我们的痛苦，在我们的不如意里面，我们一样可以得着基督。
And in our pains and misfortunes, we can still obtain Christ.
你刚强得胜的时候，你可以经历主。
While you are strong and victorious, you can experience the Lord.
我软弱失败的时候，我也可以经历耶稣。
You can still experience Christ.Even in your weaknesses and failures,
基督是一切
because Christ is all,
又在一切之内
and in all.
我常常讲的一个故事，讲到有一个渔夫啊。
I often tell you a story. There's a fisherman.
他一直在那里计划着怎么样子存钱，让他的孩子有一天有能力可以到城市里面受教育。
He tries his best to save up money so that his children can be educated in the city.
他一直在那里计划怎么样子存钱，能够改善他的住家，让他的妻子。不要这么辛苦。
He tries to save money so that his living can be improved and his wife can have a better life.
所以他常常出去辛勤地打鱼。
So he went out fishing often.
然后他回到家很喜欢在海这个堤防旁边散步。
And then when he's home, he likes to take a walk on the pier.
他散步的时候一方面休息一方面在那里计划着他的未来。
While he's taking a walk, he's taking a rest and then planning for the future.
有一天天傍晚他在那里走路的时候
One evening while he was taking his walk
他突然踢到一袋石头
And all of a sudden he kicked a bag of stones
他不晓得谁掉的反正他就拿起来
Says don't know whose rock they are
天黑黑的什么也看不见反正他就拿石头往海里面丢一面丢一面想、哦、
So he picked up this bag of rock and then just throw one after another into the ocean and still planning his future
他想再过三个月我就可以存到多少钱了
In 3 months my saving would reach this number
再过一年半也许我就可以送孩子到学生到城里去了
Maybe after a year and a half I can send my child to the city
就在他丢啊丢啊丢啊
While he was throwing the rock into the ocean
等到丢的只剩下一两粒的时候
Well, he only had one or two remaining
突然月亮出来了
The moon came out
他也好奇想剩下两粒看看是什么
So out of curiosity, he looked at the rocks
拿起来对着月光一看
He looked at the Wow, precious stone
全部都丢到海里去了
He threw all of them in the ocean already
哎呀他后悔都来不及一颗宝石胜过他一辈子赚的钱
Oh, how he regretted Because even one precious stone is worth more than his lifetime saving
弟兄姊妹当我们在这里计划人生的美善的时候
While we're planning these good things of life
黎弟兄的诗歌说主耶稣我求你必须也在内看过没有
A hymn written by Brother Watchman Nee says While we're planning for all these the goodness of life. Lord Jesus, you have to be in there.
我们在这里计划这个，我们在那里盘算那个，我们在这里有这个抱负，但是主却不在其中。
We're making plans for this and that, and yet Lord Jesus Christ is not in them.
多少的日子，多少的环境，在我们手中像这个宝石一样被我们给糟蹋了。
We have squandered just like those precious stones, many days and many opportunities.
机会在时间里面。
Opportunities lie in time.
时间过去，机会就过去了。
But time passes, the opportunities are gone too.
而机会背后的价值，我们到底得着了没有？
And all these opportunities will bring some value. Do we have them?
多少的日子在我们埋怨中，像这个宝石被丢到海里了。
We squander our days with complaints, just like those precious stones.
多少的日子在我们咬紧牙关忍受的里面，像这个宝石丢到海里了。
Or we're just holding on by our own strength, and we're like throwing on.
多少的宝石我们在今生的宴乐各样的思虑里面像这个宝石丢到海里了。
Many days we have squandered in pleasures just like those precious
stones. 弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的求神给我们一个积极的心情。
May the Lord give us a very positive attitude.
我年轻的时候，这个我自己讲可以了。
While I was still young.
那时候跟念慈姊妹，她是我们大学的这个合唱团。
And Sister Nancy was in the choir in our university.
那我没有资格哈。
I was not qualified.
你们看不出我讲的酸溜溜的嘛哈。
I'm not jealous.
有一次我陪他去参加那个李抱枕先生的他的结婚周年还是什么庆典还是退休庆典，忘记，他是在台湾很有名的作曲家。
One time we went to a ceremony of a very famous composer.
对，那他在那个台上讲那个李抱枕先生在那里讲他们夫妻的时候。
And Mr. Lee was talking about their marriage life.
当然这个笑话后来听过太多遍了，但是我第一次听是从他耳中听的。
So, this is the first time I heard of this joke.
他说在我们家里面大事是我决定，小事太太决定。
It says, in my household, the big matters, I make decision, and my wife will make decision on smaller matters.
但下面你们都知道了哈。
And then you know the
至于说这个事是大事还是小事，也是我太太决定。
And then it's up to my wife to decide whether this matter is a big matter or small matter.
你们有几个人是这样子的弟兄举手好吧。
Any brothers are like that, please raise your hand.
就三个。
My three brothers are like that.
感谢主，我们教会这么属灵。
Very spiritual.
只有三个而已啊。
Three brothers.
那弟兄姊妹，斯派克弟兄曾经讲过一句话。
Brother Sparks once said,
他说就算最小的事
even the smallest things,
只要跟基督发生关系
if it's related to Christ,
它就是最大的事情。
It is the greatest matter.
它重不重要不在乎你不在乎我不在乎所有其他的只在乎基督。
It's not up to us to decide if it's important or significant. It's whether it's related to Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你这次感冒
you caught a cold this time.
是小事还是大事
Is it a small matter or a big matter?
不在乎你
It's not up to you to decide.
不在乎别人怎么对你
Or how others judge.
不在你感觉什么
Or how you feel.
而在你在经过这件事的时候基督在不在里面
But whether when you go through your cold, is Christ in there with you?
基督在里面这是一件大事
If Christ was there with you, then it is a big matter.
你怎样跟世人一样生病但是你不让病影响你对神的爱跟侍奉
You can be sick just like the rest of the world, but yet you will not allow your sickness to affect your love for the Lord.
我们怎样在软弱中，我们不埋怨，我们一样在这里经历基督的生命性情来替代我。
That we will not complain in our weaknesses, and we still experience that Christ's nature replaces our nature.
更不要说在神家的侍奉。
Or the services at church.
今天多少神的儿女们，神家缺少人服侍。
In the household of God, we lack servants.
啊，左鼓励右鼓励。
And we will encourage and encourage.
像陈牧师说，看在我们牧师的面子上，请你出来服侍好吗
？Or can you come out and serve, just like Pastor Chen says, because of me, because of the pastor?
我告诉你，你服侍的价值不在乎牧师的面子。
So the value of your service is not.It's not up to the pastor.
你服侍的成果的价值不在乎人的掌声呢。
And then the value of your service is not measured by the people's praise.
它重不重要全在一个因素，基督在不在你。
The significance of your service is only up to whether Christ is in there.
所以刚刚举手的那三个弟兄不要难过。
So those three brothers who just raised your hand, please don't feel bad.
要立志做大事。
Be determined to work on big things.
不要立志做大官，要立志做大事。
那don't aim for high positions, but great matters.
你看我国父孙中山先生的教训读得多好。
So this is the teaching of Sun Yat-sen.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面天天都有大事。
In Christ, we experience great matters every day.
没有人可以藐视这日的日子，这事的日为小的。
No one can despise the small things of the day.
因为在基督里面没有一件小事情。
Because in Christ there's nothing too small.
在基督里面没有一件事情没有价值。
In Christ there's nothing too insignificant.
在基督里面我们没有一个回应没有价值。
In Christ there's no response that's invaluable.
在基督里面没有一个侍奉没有价值。
And in Christ not one single service is without value.
离了基督 nothing.
But apart from Christ,It's nothing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的是求神在这么基本就是这么重要的事情上开我们的眼睛啊。
May the Lord help to open our eyes on these things.
我们需要有属灵的实践。
We need to have the reality of truth.
神召我们第三方面 partaker of 这个 inheritance 跟 promise.
And then God call us to become partakers of promise and inheritance.
啊，这个我们讲不完了，好，我随便一讲，我就说神给我们的祝福，随便一讲，起码七个。
I can easily name seven blessings.From God.
神把属天的生命和能力赐给我们。
God has given us divine life and power.
那我们 partake of the power from above,、
so、that
上面来的能力。
We become partakers of the power from above.
啊，这个以弗所书第二章刚刚讲的，我们得到了属天的地位和权柄，跟神的儿子一同坐在天上。
And Ephesians chapter 2 says, We are seated with Christ in heavenlies. We obtain the heavenly power and authority.
以弗所书第一章第三节说到神曾经在基督耶稣里面把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。天上的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, God has given us in Christ all the heavenly blessings.
雅各书第三章十七节说得到的 wisdom from above, 上头来的智慧。
James chapter 3 verse 7 says,We will obtain wisdom from above.
雅各书一章十七节说到各样美善的恩赐都是从上头来的。
James chapter 1 verse 17 says, All the good things are from heaven, from above.
各样全备的祝福。
All complete.
各样全备的赏赐。
All good gifts, complete gifts.
然后彼得前书第一章第四节说到我们得到不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污、为我们存留在天上的基业。
And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, We have received this heavenly inheritance that is not perishable, will not decay.
所以保罗在哥罗西书一章十二节也说到，感谢神能让我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 says, We become partakers of this inheritance of the saints in light.
而且我们可以跟外邦人同盟后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。这都是讲到 partaker.
So we become partakers of promises with the Gentiles.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是在主的面前，这个 partaker 这个字不能小看哈。
So we do not despise this word partakers.
啊，你看我这次才知道徐波波上一次来北加州是多少年？二十年前。
So the last time that
徐妈妈是第一次来北加州。
Pastor Xu came to Northern California was 20 years ago, and this is the first time Mrs. Xu came to Northern California.
那我只能跟他们 show off 一个，你看雅虎在这里。
So I can only show off, say, hey, here is Yahoo.
那我只能告诉徐波波、徐妈妈要凭着信心 ，Google 在下面。
And then Google is beyond, it's over there.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看 Silicon Valley 周围都是明星公司，对不对
？So you see all these famous companies in Silicon Valley.
Google, Yahoo, Intel, HP, you you name it, 好几个。
All these famous companies.
Cisco, 好几个，你们没被念到的，不要难过啊。
All these famous companies in Silicon Valley. Don't feel bad if your company is not listed.
啊，还有 Apple.
And Apple too.
哎呀，这两天我看那个圣诞寄来的广告，那个 Apple 出的产品，我那个有一个我都会很羡慕了。不要说当他们的 partner， 当他们的 partaker。
I would love to have just one Apple product, let alone being a partaker, partners of Apple company.
啊，听说报纸上 Apple 的股价到了200 ，Google 到600多，对不对？700了。
And the stock price for Apple reaches 200 and for Google reaches 700.
我只能够指给徐伯伯、徐妈妈看，你看雅虎在这里，我跟雅虎没关系的。
I can only show Pastor Xu, here is Yahoo, but I'm not related. I have nothing to do with Yahoo.
如果我说我今天是雅虎或者 Google 的 partner, partaker, 哦，那你们要对我不一样了，对不对？
If I say I'm partners of Yahoo company, then you will treat me differently, right?
你看他马上点头，他一定说我很年轻。
And then you will compliment me, say I look young.
但是弟兄姊妹， 圣经上讲的，我们是 partaker of 神的 divine nature，
yet,
我们是 partaker 他的 eternal will purpose， 我们是他的 partaker 所有属天的 inheritance 跟 promise。
Yeah, the Bible tells us that we are partakers of His divine nature, partakers of His eternal will, and partakers of God's promises and inheritance.
我们这叫做信的太迟钝。
But yet we're too slow to believe.
就是我们没有信心与所听见的到调和。
We do not mix.The messages that we hear with faith.
所以我们活不出属天的尊贵。
So we cannot live out the honor of being heavenly.
我们看不见在基督里面那个属天的价值。
We do not see the value in Christ.
我们在世界里面讨一口饭吃。
And we're just begging our life in the world.
我相信大家越来越能够明白为什么我们不赞成弟兄姊妹们说人在江湖身不由己。
Now you can understand that we don't want to say, oh, we're living in the world, and I can't help it. Don't say that.
每次进中国，多少的生意人讲这句话，人在江湖身不由己。
When I go to China, many brothers who are doing business in China says, oh, we just cannot help it.
回到北美硅谷里面，多少人说人在江湖身不由己。
Or come back to Silicon Valley, many people say, I cannot help it. This is the way of the world.
有些江湖是公司，有些江湖是商场，有些江湖是家里面这些小萝卜头。
Or sometimes they refer to the business world or the job or even at work or at home.
家里面两个孩子就已经身不由己了。
Sometimes people say, I cannot help it. I have two kids and then this
no,
is what I can do.
No, 弟兄姊妹 no.
Oh, don't say that.
以赛亚书51章说到这个仇敌对神百姓的羞辱。
Isaiah chapter 51, it talks about how the enemy shames the children of God.
他说你过来，你让我踏着你。
It says, come over, let me trample over you.
他说神的百姓就趴在地上以背为地好像皆是任人践踏。
And the Bible says the children of God just come prostrate forward, and then let the enemy trample over them.
弟兄姊妹我常常读到那一节我都眼泪就出来。
Every time I read this verse, I cannot help but cry.
这哪里是神的儿女？
This is, how can this be children of God?
今天如果我叫 Brian 你跪下来我从你身上踏过去你会做吗？
If today I ask Brian to kneel on the floor so that I can trample over you, would you do that?
中国人说士可杀不可辱啊，起来打的。
The Chinese says that a man can.
还好年轻人，对不起，还是有小孩子。收回我的话啊，不是起来打，不肯干。
A Chinese saying says that a real man can only you can kill a real man, but you cannot shame him.
可是圣经上就告诉我们，神的百姓每一次仇敌羞辱，趴在地上好像 straight， 让人践踏。
But yet the Bible says every time when the enemy attacks, the children of God will just prostrate on the floor and be ashamed and being stepped over.
我们看到不该看的，我们的眼睛没办法离开。
When we see something we're not supposed to, we have no power to remove our eyes.
我们脑筋被一个不该有的思想占住的时候，我们没有办法赶掉那个思想。
When our mind is occupied by some thoughts that we're not supposed to have, and we cannot get rid of.
我们里面有个愤怒，有个 bitterness， 我们没有办法让它出去。
And we cannot get rid of the bitterness and remove it from our heart.
我们来到神家里面，属灵低落，我们不想祷告，我们就是不祷告。
And we come to the house of God, and we are in a spiritual lows, and then we just cannot pray.
我们不想读经，我们就是不读经。
We don't feel like reading the Bible, and we just don't.
仇敌可以自由的来羞辱我们。
The enemy can freely shame us.
弟兄姊妹，当以赛亚写完那个的时候，他自己都受不了啊。
And after Isaiah wrote this, he couldn't take it anymore.
他说：“兴起啊，兴起！”
So he says, "Rise up, Zion, rise up."
起来，穿上你的衣服啊。
Rise up and close yourself.
要披上你的能力。
And close yourself with power.
起来，重新坐到你的位置上去。
And go back to your seat.
把你颈项上所有的锁链全部脱掉。
And break all the chains on your neck.
弟兄姊妹，这是神儿女们该有的情形。
And that is the situation that children of God should have.
我们求神释放我们出来。
May the Lord help to free us.
所以我说我到外地去听见弟兄姊妹说孩子睡到几点，他们几点来教会。我说怎么会这个样子呢
？When I visit other churches and they say they only come to church whenever their children wake up, how can that be?
我们是属神的人，属天的人。
We belong to God, we belong to heaven.
是孩子们，所有的月亮，所有的地球绕着太阳转，不是太阳绕着我们转。
All the earth and the moon circle around the sun. The sun does not circle around the earth.
孩子礼拜天早上要多睡觉，你礼拜六晚上让他早睡嘛。
If your child needs to sleep late on Sunday, put him to sleep early.
我们绕着太阳，不是太阳绕我们呐。
We circle around the sun. The sun does not circle around us.
我们要尊重神。
We have to honor God.
我们要活在属天的境界里面。
We have to live in a heavenly realm.
你的孩子天生脾气坏，为他祷告。
If your child is born with a bad temper, pray for him.
在基督里面来改变他。
Change him in Christ.
不要任他践踏。
Don't let him be.
你的老板天天逼你加班，不要任他践踏。
If your manager forces you to work overtime every day,
起来
祷告。Don't let it be. Rise up and pray about it.
你的电脑天天捆绑你两三个小时，不要听他的。
If you're bound by your computers, don't let it.
这一切都应该听我们的。
Everything should be under our control.
而我们这个人是听神的。
And yet we obey God.
弟兄姊妹，这是正常的生活。
And that is the normal Christian life.
这是要过属天的生活，我们必须要超越。
So in order to live a heavenly life, we have to surpass.
我们不要徒受属天君王儿女的这个 title.
Don't just receive this title being a children of heavenly king in vain.
我们也不要突然称我们是 partaker of heavenly calling.
Don't call ourselves partakers of heavenly calling in vain.
要有属灵的实际。
We have to have the reality.
我们要起来。
We have to rise up.
我们要起来经历属天的生命。
And rise up and experience this heavenly life.
让属天的实际在我们生活上是真的。
So that we have this reality.
有一次林肯总统被别人攻击得很厉害。
One time, President Lincoln was greatly, judged.And slandered.
别人骂他这个，别人批评他那个。
People will criticize him this and that.
有一天他回应的时候。
One day he responded.
他问了大家一个问题。
He asked people a question.
牛有几条腿
？How many legs does an ox have?
太简单，你们都不敢回答。
How many legs?
难道你们还有不同的腿吗
？Do you have?
一条牛有几条腿？
How many legs?
四条，小孩子都知道 ，Peter 都知道，对不对
？Yes, even Peter knows. Four.
林肯总统接着说。
And then President Lincoln continues.
假如我把他的尾巴也算作另外一条腿，请问现在他一条牛几条腿
？If I count the tail as one leg, then how many legs does an ox have?
你是学经济的几条？会计的。
So accountant.
五条，会计博士告诉我们五条。
So accountant PhD tells us five legs.
大学教授告诉我们五条。
So a professor tells us five legs.
林肯总统的答案是四条。
And then, but President Lincoln says four.
好的，不会因为你叫尾巴是腿，它就是腿。
The tail cannot become a leg simply because you call it a leg.
它必须真正是腿才是腿。
It has to be a leg in order to be called a leg.
所以你们骂我是政客，我不是政客就不是政客，对不对
？If you call me a politician, I'm not a politician, so I'm not a politician.
我不会因为你叫我什么，我就是什么。
I won't become something that because you call me.
我必须是什么，我才是什么。
I am who I am.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里我原谅你，我也常常不小心讲出那个。
He just forgave me.
Okay.弟兄姊妹，我们不要说我是属天君王的儿女，当然的确客观上我们是。
Yes, don't just say that we are children of God. Yes, indeed we are.
我们要活出他的样式来。
We have to live out this reality.
我们要真真实实的成为属天君王的儿女。
We have to become true children of God.
仇敌来的时候，我们有力量可以离地上升。
When the enemy comes, we will have the power to soar up.
我们有需要的时候，我们可以随时从目前的处境里面，我们上到天上。
Whenever we have a need, we can pour ourselves out of our circumstances and go up to heaven.
我跟你讲，中国人讲一步登天，我是不知道怎么做的，只有咱们基督徒做得到。
I know we Christians can take off and reach heaven in one instant.
阿不阿门
？Amen.
阿门哈
？Amen.
一步登天。
And just in one instant.
什么时候转向基督，我们一步登天。
Anytime we refocus and turn away and focus on Jesus, we are in heaven.
在基督里面，他那个超越属天的生命要带领我们起来。
And this heavenly life will take us up.
原来捆绑我们、伤害我们的事情再也不能够伤害我们。
Those things that used to damage and hurt and bind us can no longer do.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要有见证。
We need to have testimony.
最明显的见证，我用三句话表达。
The most obvious testimony can be described with three statements.
我们是自天而来。
We're coming from heaven.
我们为天而活。
And we live for heaven.
我们向天而去。
And we're walking toward heaven.
弟兄姊妹。我们真的希望我们的生活里面有这些实际。
I hope that we have these realities in our
life. 我们真知道我们得到的生命是上头来的。
We have to know to be aware that our life comes from heaven.
我们里面的力量是上头来的。
And our strength comes from heaven.
我们的意向使命是从上头来的。
And our vision and commission comes from heaven.
我们这个人的价值和肯定是从上头来的。
And the affirmation and our value come from heaven.
我们一切都是从天而来。
Everything about us comes from heaven.
完全不同的等次。不同的标准
this is
不同的性质
This is different standard, different realm, and different nature.
这叫做属天
And that is being heavenly.
第二件事情我们是为 天而活着。
And we're living for heaven.
我们就是讲到我们要有属灵的实际。
And that is our spiritual reality.
今天神留我们在地上有多久？
No matter how long the Lord is leaving us on earth,
我们不知道。
We don't know about our days.
在我们的遭遇里面，这个环境会停多久，我们也不知道。
And we do not know how long this current circumstances will remain in our life.
你的妻子、你的丈夫对你会无理还有多久，我们都不知道。
We don't know how long your wife or your husband will continue to be unreasonable to you.
可是如果我们是为着天而活着
，But if we're living for heaven.
什么叫做为天活着？
What does it mean to live for heaven?
我要在我一切的遭遇里面得着基督，这就叫做为天活。
That I will obtain Christ in all my circumstances. That is to live for heaven.
我所有的生活、侍奉、言行都为着神的旨意，这叫做为天活着。
Anything I do, my life, my service.It's all for heaven.
我所有的十字架舍己顺服为着神，这叫做为天活着。
All bearing of the cross and self-denial are for Christ.
只有在地上才有。
And we only get to do that while we are on earth.
所以李弟兄在我们诗歌本372首说，到了天上再也没有十字架需要顺从。
That's why Brother Watchman Nee in hymn 372 says, while we reach heaven, there's no more cross.
为着他机会已经不多，所有的机会都要成为过去了。
For him, once we reach heaven, all the opportunities to live for him will be gone.
地上太宝贵了。
It is so precious while we're still on earth.
天上虽然荣耀无比啊。
Yes, it is very glorious in heaven.
但是天上绝对没有我们在地上受苦、为主舍弃、在十字架里面跟主交通的那种喜乐。
But in heaven, we will not be able to find the joy through communion.By sharing the cross of Christ and through self-denial.
看到耶稣谁都爱他。
When you see Jesus with your eyes, everyone will love.
真看见耶稣，任何十字架都不再是十字架，不再为苦了。
When you see Jesus with your eyes, then all the cross will no longer be painful.
但今天在地上活着的时候，
But while we're still living on earth,
每一个为着 Christ 而有的反应，而有的生活，太大的价值。
Anything that we do, all the livings for Christ is very valuable.
有一次有一只猪跟一只牛抱怨。
One time a pig complains to an ox.
他说我们对人的贡献一点不输你，为什么人家都只夸你们牛都不夸猪的？
The pig was actually complaining that we actually contribute a lot to humankind, but how come they only compliment you guys but not pigs?
你看我们的肉你们拿去人拿去做 bacon, 做sausage, 做火腿做 ham,还做猪毛松刷头。
Like for instance, they take our meat for sausages, for hams, and they use our hair for brushes.
你们不过就是 provide 一些 milk 跟 cream 就是了嘛。
But you only provide milk and cream.
为什么人家都夸牛，眼睛也仁慈，然后说他们也勤劳，然后都是夸牛？你有听过人家夸猪的吗？
Why is that humankind only praises ox? They praise that they have kind eyes, but they never hear them praise pigs.
那个牛也不知道怎么回答他。
The ox doesn't know how to answer.
他后来突然想起来，他说：“我想可能一个原因。”
And then he thought of something. So maybe there's one reason.
他说：“我们对人类的贡献都是我活着的时候就贡献了，你是死了以后才贡献。
”The contributions we make to humankind are made while we're still alive, and you only contribute after you die.
那弟兄姊妹，我们死了以后去见主都会爱他的。
After we die, we go to see the Lord. We will all love Him.
但是在活着的时候，我们就爱他，每一个都被神收起来，都是贡献，都是宝贝。
But all the love that we show Him while we're still alive.Are remembered by the Lord.
圣城新耶路撒冷的荣耀，就是因为我们在今生在时间里面，我们在信心里面对神的 surrender.
The glory of the city of New Jerusalem actually comes from the surrender while we're still alive.
当我们还活着的时候，我们就在地上经历基督，充满基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
While we're still on earth.Let's live a life to experience Christ, be filled with Christ, and manifest and obtain Christ.
最后我们是要向天而去。
And lastly, we're marching toward heaven.
希伯来书十一章，你看见一幅很美丽的图画。
In Hebrews chapter 11, we see a great picture, beautiful picture.
列祖列宗的脚步全部都向着耶路撒冷而去。
All the patriarchs, their footsteps are made toward heaven.
他们向往那座有根基的城 ，city with foundation, 就是神所经营所建造的。
They were looking forward to a city with foundation. And whose architect and builder is God.
亚伯拉罕是这样，以撒是这样， 雅各是这样，列祖列是都是这样。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the patriarchs are like that.
圣经上说，他们如果后悔，他们还可以有回去的机会。
The Bible says if they regretted, they still had chance to go back to their home.
但是他们都向往一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，英文就是讲的 heavenly home, 属天的家。
But yet they were all looking forward, they were longing for a better and more beautiful home.
啊，知道我们今天所有的遭遇都是为着那个日子。
And everything that we go through today.It's for that day.
所有今天所得着的基督，我们所得着的神为我们持守。
Everything that we have obtained, the inheritance, the Lord is keeping it for us.
这叫做向天而去。
So we're living and we're walking toward heaven.
能够让我们在地若天。
So that we get to live on earth just as it is in heaven.
也像诗歌说的，天其实在地上就已经开始了。
Like a song says, actually heaven starts while we're still on earth.
也像弟兄一首诗歌说，就算不见天时，也在想着天，因为整个心被天抓住了。
Even we do not actually see with our physical eyes, we're still thinking of heaven.
我们在同工退休会的时候也说到，一个真正被意象的有意象的人。
A person with true vision.
他一定被这个意象抓住。
He will be controlled.Dictated by this vision.
他一定被这个意象控制的。
And he will be dictated by this vision.
他的生活，他的侍奉，连最平凡的言行都被这个意象控制。
His life, his services, and then his conduct and behaviors are dictated by this vision.
天在这里管理他。
This heaven would dictate, would direct him.
在这里引导他。
And the heaven will guide him.
天在这里控制他。
And heaven will control him.
天在每一个角度在影响他。
And heaven is influencing him in every area of his life.
同样的，天也在每一个角度里面吸引他。
And heaven is drawing him closer in every area of his life.
我们真的不知道要怎么说这件事。
I don't know how to describe this.
我真的求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们整个人的这一生。
So that through our life.
在基督里面，我们得到了上头来的生命。
In Christ, we receive a life from above.
我们得到了属天的地位。
And we receive a heavenly position.
我们得到了属天的权柄。
And we receive heavenly authority.
然后神召我们。
Then God called us.
这个属天的呼召把我们召出来。
This heavenly calling called us out.
有份于神伟大的旨意。
To be partaker of God's great eternal will.
有份于那伟大的产业和应许。
To be partakers of this great promise and inheritance.
等我们行完了这一切，必得着所应许的。
After we have done the will of God, we will receive what's promised.
我们要欢欢喜喜进荣耀。
We will enter into glory with joy.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们今天在地上，我们一起起来。
While we're still on earth, let's rise up.
我们要好好爱主。
And love the Lord.
过圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
我们需要把自己奉献。
We need to surrender and offer ourselves.
要过属天的生活。
To live a heavenly life.
我们也一样要奉献。
We need to offer.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
要叫我们常常能够离地上天。
In order to take off and get, reach heaven often,
我们需要成为一个真正有看见的人。
We have to be a person with vision.
然后我们借着祷告与天相连。
And through prayer, we are connected with heaven.
我们借着赞美，我们离地上升。
Through praise, we take off.Off this ground.
我们借着不断的顺服，让神使我们的生命不断的卓越。
Through continuous obedience, our life will keep making progress and surpass.
祷告把我们带进神的同在。
Prayer leads us into the presence of God.
赞美把我们从属地的里面举起来。
And praises lift us up from being earthly.
我们伏在神的手下，顺服神，绝对的顺服神。神要让我们高升。
As we absolutely surrender and obey the Lord will exalt us one day.
我们的这一生是一条上行的道路。
And this way of life is an ascending journey.
有一个年轻人。
A young man.
神呼召他。
God called him.
到中国去。
To China.
当宣教士。
To be a missionary.
他是苏格兰长老会受浸的一个弟兄。
He was baptized in Scottish, Presbyterian Church.
他有非常好的前途，他在伦敦受医学的装备，各方面都非常的杰出。
He had a great future. He was educated to be a physician.
在他27岁准备要来中国的时候，中国那个时候正好有第一场的鸦片战争，他没来。
He was 27 years old. He was ready to go to China, but he was stopped because there was an opium war.
别人劝他去印度，后来神带领他到了非洲。
Some suggest that he will go to India, but actually God led him to Africa.
他27岁到了非洲。
So he went to Africa when he was 27 years old.
33年，他一共活了60岁。
he lived on 60 years.
他整个33年奉献给非洲，在那里做宣教士。
So he offered the rest of his 33 years of life to Africa.
当别人发现他的时候，
when people discovered him,
就是发现他死掉的时候，
discovered that he was dead.
结果没想到他是跪在床边祷告。
Actually, he was kneeling by his bedside praying.
其实他那个时候长得疟疾。
Actually, he had a dysentery.
泪出血。
And then had eternal bleeding.
全身是病，软弱得不得了。
And he was sick all over and very weak physically.
当别人来到他这边发现他的时候，他居然是跪在床边祷告。
When people discovered his body, his last position was actually praying by his bedside.
我曾经说过，天跟地的距离其实就是膝盖跟地的距离。
I once said that the distance between heaven and earth is actually the distance between our knees and the ground.
真实的祷告把我们带到天上。
True prayer will bring us to heaven.
真实的祷告让我们遇见神。
True prayer will bring us to meet God.
而在他旁边摊开来他的日记簿。
And then by him was his journal opened up.
这是他离开世界以前最后写下的一句话。
And the last words he wrote before he left the world.
也是他跪在地上祷告的时候写下来的。
And it was written by him while he was on his knees.
他这句话里面他说。
And he says.
他说 My Jesus, 我的耶稣。
My Jesus.
My Savior, 我的救主。My life, 我的生命。My all, 我的一切。
And this is his last entry.
他说 Anew, I dedicate myself to thee. 我再一次把我自己奉献给你。这个人就是在宣教史上非常有名的 David Livingstone.
And this is a very famous missionary on David Livingstone.
弟兄姊妹，当他离开这地上的时候，
When he departed from this world,
他是跪在宝座前离开的。
He was actually on his knees before the throne.
当他离开地上的时候，
When he departed from this world,
他在地上留下的日记的最后一句话，
The last entry in his journal,
充满了他跟神之间、跟主耶稣之间那个亲密的关系。
Fully disclosed his intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ.
My Jesus, my Savior, my life, my all. 弟兄姊妹，这是他对主耶稣的称呼。
And that is his call, and his relationship with the Lord.
然后他在地上，他最后的一个举动仍然是奉献他自己。
And his last action on earth was still to offer himself.
Anew, I dedicate myself to thee. 弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们在主的面前。
This evening we are before the Lord.
我们要过属天的生活，不是只是让我们活得更喜乐。
To live a heavenly life is not for us to just live more joyfully.
我们过属天的生活，不是只是让我们更得胜、更属灵啊。
So that we become more spiritual or more victorious, not just only that.
所有的一切都是为了神的儿子。
Everything is for the Son of God.
God called us to be heavenly.
God called us to be heavenly.
神呼召我们成为属天。
God call us to be heavenly.
因为他在我们身上有一个属天的呼召。
Because he has a call, heavenly calling for us.
他叫我们有份于他圣洁的性情。
He wants us to share his divine nature.
他叫我们有份于他伟大的旨意。
And be partakers of his eternal will.
他要率领众子进荣耀。
And he wants to bring many sons to glory.
圣城新耶路撒冷要荣耀的降临。
And this is New Jerusalem will come down out of heaven from God.
他呼召我们有份于这伟大的产业和伟大的应许。
And he calls us to be partakers of this great promise and inheritance.
我们的回应
and our response
永远是信而顺服。
It's always to trust and obey.
永远是在基督里把自己心甘乐意的奉献出来。
To surrender ourselves willingly in Christ.
我们唱540首。
Let's sing on hymn 540.
这条诗歌好像不站起来唱不过瘾哈，站起来。
Let's stand up and sing.
连长累的不用哈。
Well, if you're tired, you can remain seated.
所有100岁以下的年轻人都可以站起来。
Anyone who is under 100 can stand up.
来，我们从第一节唱到第三节。
Yeah.
祷告, 它却是大事,
but while praying in faith in Christ is a big matter.
我们每一天怎么过我们这一天,
how we live a day decides the value of this day.
而重要不重要, 有没有价值, 不在乎你,
and the significance is not determined by you or me.
而在乎 Christ 在不在其中,
but it's measured if Christ is in it.
弟兄姊妹, 希望今天晚上我们能够再一次被神renew我们的看见,
I hope tonight we will be renewed, our vision will be renewed,
来改变我们的 lifestyle,
that we will, our lifestyle will be changed,
来改变我们生活的标准,
and our standard of living will be changed.
那我们不仅仅从上头生, 从上头来, 我们为天活, 向天而去,
not only that, we are from heaven, we are born of heaven, but we live for heaven, we are walking,
我们最后唱第二节,
walking toward heaven.
唱第二节, 再唱一次,
let's sing stanza two again.
阿们。阿们。阿们。晚上你在用天上的荣光来充满我们。
Lord, this evening you have again filled us with heavenly glory.
你让我们的脚都走在属天上行的路上。
So that we are all walking on this heavenly way.
好让属天上来的喜乐也充满在你儿女们的里面。
So that the heavenly joy will fill your children.
是的，我们的脚中都要向天而去。
Yes, our footsteps are toward heaven.
主啊，让天来抓住你的儿女们。
May heaven lay hold of your children.
让基督成为我们的中心。
Let Christ be our center.
成为我们活着的目的。
And be the purpose of our life.
成为我们的价值。
And be our value.
是的，让我们因着有基督，再也没有小事的日子。
That because we have Christ, there's no more days of small things.
是的，因着基督的缘故，再也没有平凡的事。
That there were no more ordinary things.
在基督里面都成为不平凡。
Because in Christ, everything becomes extraordinary.
在基督里面都成为荣耀的事。
And they all become glorious.
主啊，是的，你的话告诉我们，属土的怎样，那属土的就怎样。
And your words tells us those who are of earth, of the earth are earthly.
属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
And those of heaven are heavenly.
主啊，让我们能够真是像你。
That we can be like you.
在每一天的生活里面，荣上加荣的来改变我们。
Change us day by day from glory to glory.
不仅仅不叫我们埋怨我们的日子
Not only that we will no longer complain about our days
也不让我们 在这里浪费任何一个日子
And we will never waste another day
每一个与人的接触
Every encounter with anyone
每一个环境
Every circumstances
每一个时间
Every time
在基督里都是宝贵的
They're all precious in Christ
让我们能够像保罗说我只有一件事
That we can all be like Paul says I only have one thing
我要忘记背后努力面前
And one thing I do is to forget about the past
我要向着标杆直跑
And move toward the future, the goal
要得到神在基督耶稣里面从上头招我来得的奖赏
To obtain the Christ, the call by God in Christ
哦、oh, 那个 high calling 主啊充满我们
Fill us with His high calling.
让我们以得着基督耶稣为我们的至宝。
So we would consider obtaining Christ as the most precious.
我们不要再浪费环境，浪费宝石。
We will no longer waste our opportunities and any precious stones.
每一个日子都可贵了。
That every single day is precious.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
保守我们分散的脚步。
Please keep us safe.
用喜乐充满我们。
Fill us with joy.
让我们真成为羔羊的同伴。
That we becomecompanions of the Lamb.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.